The Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, is being lauded around the world after she died overnight from pancreatic cancer at her home in Detroit. With her spine-tingling voice in incomparable style, the singer was a music legend with hits over seven decades. North America correspondent Zoe Daniel reports.
Looking out on the morning rain.
The New Bethel Baptist Church in Detroit was once led by Aretha Franklin's father, the Reverend C.L. Franklin. It was there that Aretha spent her formative days in music, in the gospel choir, and recorded her first album, Songs of Faith, aged just 14. Today, after the music legend died aged 76 after a years-long battle with cancer, people gathered at the church to pay tribute.
I'm so emotional right now for not to know her, but just feel her through her music. And she's the queen. It's really not much more to say.
In the 60s, the church became central to the civil rights movement in Detroit, something that was also central to Aretha Franklin's music and attitudes.
It was a civil rights mantra. I perfectly thought it applied well. Everybody wants respect. Who doesn't want respect?
Civil rights activist Al Sharpton paid tribute to his friend.
I remember more than anything her commitment, and I remember her authenticity.
Former President Barack Obama tweeted that Aretha helped define the American experience. And President Donald Trump spoke out.
She's brought joy to millions of lives, and her extraordinary legacy will thrive and inspire many generations to come. She was given a great gift from God, her voice, and she used it well. People loved Aretha. She's a special woman, so I just want to pass on my warmest best wishes and sympathies to her family.
Entertainers the world over have expressed their sorrow. From Paul McCartney, let's all take a moment to give thanks for the beautiful life of Aretha Franklin, the Queen of our souls, who inspired us all for many, many years. In a statement, Aretha Franklin's family said, "We've lost the matriarch and rock of our family. The love she had knew no bounds."
I've been a wonderful and a very good mother, and am a very good mother. That's what I am most proud of first.
In the United States, this is Zoe Daniel reporting for AM.